Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. Man, it is another Sabbath closer to the grand Sabbath, man. The reason why we even keep the feast, the Sabbath, man. Oh, thank you, Father. He is so merciful. I want to say welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, your brother. Also, Pastor Moore. And remember, we are still in the creation series. And once again, forgive me. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to my lovely Red Serene Israel. Shalom, Israelite.
Shabbat Shalom, King Priest. Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Asha Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, oh. Once again, we're in the creation study, man, the first day right now. And we had let there be light. We still in that conversation when he said, let there be light. We started in the beginning. We covered heaven and earth and water and the form and all those things, right? Well, not all those things, but what he allowed us to see. Now we hear, and when he said, let there be light. And so we found out there are many different things in the light. You know, the word is the light. You know, he himself is light, right? There's a light in darkness, you know. There's a light before there was anything created, the sun and the moon. Examples, you know, there was a light before then. What was that light? You know, those kind of conversations right now. Well, there's another conversation that he gave light, you know. And light is life. He gave light to, he gave life to light. Like he gave life to water.
Amen.
You know, you can't have life without water. That's an absolute. But some plants will not grow with the absence of life.
Right.
You see, so he put life in light. So that in itself will have to bring into the conversation that light is quantum. You know, because now you're talking about the light is transforming from one conversation to another. That's quantum all day long. That's what Beaming Me Up, Scotty, is all about. You know, but now in Discovery, they can beam from anywhere in the ship. They sit there, they out of there, and they can pop up anywhere. You know, whereas they used to have to just be on that path. Well, that's quantum. And this quantum we're talking about, he had to write into a law that there was going to be that light had to pass through solid objects, or else the angels wouldn't be able to go back and forth through time or dimension, or else he himself wouldn't be able to go back and forth through time and dimension. So he had to create quantum, you know, and it makes sense. You know, scientists is picking up on it and they're trying to tap into it, you know, okay, have at it, but I think he'll be back before we figure that one out. But I, a lot of us thought a lot of things, but here we are. You know, some of us thought we wouldn't see phones in our hands. We'd be looking at each other, talking on them. You know, they thought that was far-fetched. Now here it is. So, lo and behold. So anyway, let's get into the study. If you can, we ask our brothers and sisters, brothers, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can, cover your heads, if you can stand and face Jerusalem as we approach the Father.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maid, thy manservant, forgive me, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word. I have read Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit to give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them, too, a mind to perceive and listen is to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we are dealing with the creation, and in the first day, and we're still dealing with that third verse. Why don't you read Genesis 1 through 5 for us, please?
Genesis chapter 1?
Yeah.
1 through 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 5, Genesis 1 and 1 read. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
We haven't even gotten up the first day yet, and we're in the midst of the first day, be honest about it. When he said, let there be light. So we've been dealing with different elements of the light, you know, but what we're really focusing in on is the power of it, and that it carries many, many important elements, you know. Like one, we got light rays that we can't see. Sometimes you see them after the rains, and those things called rainbows, you get an idea that there is radiance and colors and a light that's naked to the eye. I said once, I said a thousand times, we never seen an onyx. We never seen a ruby until the light of God shined through it. Also, we cover some things that consciousness is a form of light, you know, that God introducing himself to you.
Amen.
And he started revealing or talking to you about things that belong to him.
Amen.
That's a form of light as well. And of course, his laws and orders and things like that, well, you know. But now, there's this thing that's in the that he also wrote that was in the laws of light, that it would give life. It has the power to give life. Light carry light. Light carry life.
Amen.
Like water carry life. Mm-hmm. You know, the earth by itself cannot exist without those two elements.
Amen.
It'll look like Mars.
What two elements again?
Light and water.
And water cannot survive.
It'll look like the moon. You see, but that's what God gave us. Those two things are life elements. So that's what we're going to tap into that light being a light element. And not only that this light is life-giving, but it also gives life to the dead.
Okay.
In order to give life, yeah, because light, if it's life and light, then it has power to wake up anything. That's what, you know, like in the morning, you wake up because the light came through the window.
Amen.
And you're like, oh, man, what time is it? You know, especially if you usually have to wake up and it's dark. You wake up and it's like broad daylight, you know you're late. You know, but that's that light. So there's a light that comes through darkness or death that can wake you up because light brings light.
Amen.
So light brings life, right? So let's get into that. All right, so read verse 3.
Genesis 1 and 3 reads, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Okay, now go into Job chapter 36 and 29.
Job 36, you said?
Yeah, 36 and 29.
Amen. Job chapter 36 and verse 29 reads, also, can any understand the spreadings of the clouds or the noise of his tabernacles? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it and covereth the bottom of the sea.
Why? Because life got to give, light has to give life to the bottom of the sea because, well, you know, they're going to be dead people there. Or else how are they going to wake up for judgment? You know, that the dead woke up from the water, the sea gave up the dead. Well, without light giving life to the bottom of the sea, the dead don't wake up either. That law had to exist. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
So light has power even at the bottom of the ocean to even give life, even though water itself gives life. But light give a different light. It gives a celestial light.
Celestial.
Yes, it give a celestial, not terrestrial. Water give a terrestrial. Light will give you a celestial. Yes.
Amen.
So, read that, that 30 again.
Job 36 and 30 reads, behold, he spreadeth his light upon it and covereth the bottom of the sea.
Okay, go to Job chapter 38 and verse 18.
Yes, ma'am. It reads, hast thou perceived the breath in the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all.
Wait a minute. What's the word for this? We've been flying, it's so-called, flying around this planet in a space capsule at the speed of, what, hour and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we still don't have the numbers of what the Earth is? Digitally? You can't say this in exact. You know why? Because there's sand under the water.
Amen.
You can't do it. That's in them. And so that question right there lets you know that there's a God because that's something you'll never be able to do.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 19. Choose pairing. Oh, no. Someone must turn that off. Power off.
Okay, baby.
Job 38 and 19. Mm-hmm. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?
See, now that's quantum. Now he's asking, where is the way where light dwelleth? in a place with darkness, in a place where darkness thereof. They both here, obviously they can see that it's daytime and it's night. That isn't a question about is it light or day. This is, now they went what you call into the astronomy sense. They started dealing with those numbers. Mm. And so now you got to ask the question, where do light exist? Well, light exists in darkness.
Okay.
That's a fact. We found that out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but there's another darkness where light dwells. You see, because remember now, light gives life. So there's another place where light gives life, in, right? So let's look at this a little further. Man, this is what makes light so quantum. I mean, if you can really, really wrap our mind around that. Luke 24 and verse 36. Because he said, where, you know, without light and darkness, there's no such thing as quantum. Because you have quantum elements taking place every day at the transfer of the dawn and dusk.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen. Luke 24 and verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
And as they spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit.
See, he just popped up. That's quantum physics. That's the law of being in one place at another. That's written that will be able to. If he can do it, when we come up in the resurrection, we're going to be able to do it.
Amen.
So that's quantum. That's going from one. That's why he had to write a law. That's why Job asked the question, where is the place where light dwelleth? And darkness. Light can pass through darkness. So therefore, light can pass through a solid object.
Amen.
Henceforth, a laser beam. A laser beam is a powerful form of light.
Amen.
It can pass through a solid object, which make it quantum to a degree or has quantum elements or physics.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. So he just pops up. So he had to write in the law that man can go from one place to another. And so man, right now, is trying to generate that element. CERNs, right?
CERN. Many. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to create that element. If they can go from one, you know, yeah. They're trying to create an element that man can transport from one dimension to another.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crude.
It's crude.
It's mm-hmm. extremely crude.
Okay.
Because the Melchizedek speech, the Melchizedek speech or conversation is simplistic. It's genius. And people, you know, well, that's another thing, but that's why they're not going to find it. Anyway,
they're not going to find it.
No, they will not find it. Yeah. And the devils ain't got a company or anything like that because they already, they're on this earth and they interchange the darkness, so they don't need no machine to come through nothing. So that's a hoax. Where are we?
Luke 24 and verse 37, I just read.
Okay, read. Continue.
Luke 24 and 37, but they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, For a spirit have not flesh and bones,
see,
as you see me have.
See, now he just passed through a dimension,
mm-hmm.
right? He just passed through a solid object with flesh and bone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just let us in on something. Angels don't have flesh and bone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they can shapeshift, so to say. They can turn from an eagle to a bull, to a lion, to a man. They can shapeshift because they don't have skeletons. That's also the difference between a man and an angel, that we have a skeleton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that would make us made in the image of God. This is why when you seen a when you was watching Predator,
mm-hmm.
what did he raise up?
You mean prey?
Or prey. Or Predator, whichever. Whichever Predator series you watch, what you know, the god awful one with Danny Glover.
Oh.
But I watched that too. I'm embarrassed. But I'll probably watch it again. But hey, that's what did he do? Raise up the skeleton.
Mm, amen.
You know that man is still dying.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you know that's the conversation of the world because we wear shirts with skeletons and skulls on them, and hats with skulls
yes,
on.
Yes, we do.
We put tattoos on our bodies with skulls on them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So that's a part of the conversation that is the thing that he wants. He wants God to recognize that, okay, well, here's your skeleton.
Oh.
Point blank. I mean, we don't even read some of that conversation in this message, man. But anyway, so he just pops up out of nowhere, like, boom, here I am. You're going to be able to do this one, by the way. You're going to be able to do this. All you got to do is believe in me.
Wait, in him or you? You did like this in me. I have to believe in you?
Yeah.
Not in him?
You don't believe in me either way.
What?
Because that's the law. He separated himself from between me and you. You
yeah, he did.
It's no you and God. It's
yeah.
me and you.
Oh, ouch.
Right.
So women... together.
You think it's you and God when you're fornicating?
What?
You and God, not me and my husband. What? That's not like a movie. That ain't even gonna happen. It'll never happen.
So what if there's like a...
You can pray for him all the time.
Okay.
You can't pray against him because you're still in the image of God. God is smacking you like he's smacking you.
Leprosy.
He said, okay, well, forget it. Spit in her face.
Oh.
She would have laughed against that.
I'd rather get slapped through the spit off.
You know what I mean? Anyway. Well, where we? Yeah, so he just pops up and, you know, that's that body. You know, you're going to get that thing. So he's telling them, hey, touch me, feel me, you know, spirit behind this, you know. But yet still you're going to be able to walk through walls and you'll be able to transport through time. You know. He left a place that was 1,000 years per day to a 24-hour window to
mm-hmm.
format. So that's, okay, let's go into, let's go into John 1 and 1. John 1 and 1.
John 1 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
That was funny, babe. Look at the truth. John 1. And 1 reads, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Stop. So, in the beginning was the what?
The Word.
So, before you have anything, what do you find words at?
Where do you find words at?
Yeah.
Before you do anything.
No, let me be
sure. Yeah. What? In the beginning?
Okay, like, no. Just, let me stop.
Okay, stop.
Whitewash on.
Okay. Whitewash on. Whitewash on.
Whitewash on.
Okay.
Where do you find words at?
In the dictionary.
Huh? Where do you find words at?
Where did you find words at?
I'm asking you a question.
And this story is a dictionary.
Okay, you're right. It's in a book. It's a dictionary. You find words in a book.
Okay. Oh, in a book. Okay, you
want to Family Feud, Jack. You want to be blah.
By the way, you want me to say, you don't want me to say dictionary. You want me to say book.
Book.
Okay.
They would have to help. You're the guy one of them ladies.
Yeah. No, because it would have said book / dictionary. Mm-hmm. Now, all right, you know it does that up there.
Oh, it took a while.
No, I said in a dictionary.
Anyway, books, right? Yeah. So you find, you say in the beginning was the word.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you find words at?
In a book.
Exactly.
Thank you. In a book. Not a dictionary. Whatever, man. You know? Okay, so in a book that's called a dictionary.
Right. One of those things.
Okay.
Right. Now go to Daniel's chapter 7 and 10. In the beginning with a word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Daniel 7 and 10.
Daniel 7 and 10 reads, a fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Stop. So that means even you have to have a book for the laws of quantum that angels and God can pass through solid objects or dimensions, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a law, because there's books, or else he wouldn't been able to do it, or the angels wouldn't be able to do it unless he had written it in the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where we're going with this. Now, go to Revelations chapter 20 and 1.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 1 reads.
24.
24.
No, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
In reading. Oh, 20 and 9.
20 and 9. Okay.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Revelation 20:9 reads, and they went up on the breast of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
Nope. No, keep 12.
12? Mm-hmm.
That is not.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works.
So, there's a book called Life, too. So, life has a power of life quantity or a quality that can give life that's in this book. It can give you life. It's called the Book of Life. So, light is written in that book.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Read on.
Amen. 13. And the sea gave up the dead.
That's why light had to go at the bottom of the sea.
Amen.
Because it was going to do what?
Give up the dead.
There it is. Even light have more power over water, if allowed to. Because you can still take a flashlight to the bottom of the ocean if the water don't crush it first.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, they'll be fighting a whole while, but life will always prevail.
Night always prevails.
So these are these books, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got laws against, like, you read the Ten Commandments, right? You got laws against Quano. You're not, he said, your domain, he said, your domain is the earth. And he cast the angels down on his planet.
Yes, he did.
But our domain is still the earth, and that's their problem. So they can't just appear and reappear. That's against the laws of quantum.
Amen.
That's against the laws of where do light go and where do darkness go. That's against those laws because angels ain't allowed to just appear and reappear. Amen. You see, so there's laws against that. That's in them books too. So people ain't just out, you know, committing fornication. In fact, that's the lowest form of sin. Well, no, he said that is a great sin. But then he's talking about people with familiar spirits. And then they start dealing with things that's in quantum. That's another conversation. Because people with familiar spirits deal with things that's in quantum.
Mm-hmm.
They can move from light to darkness or solid objects. Let's look at this a little further. Let's
so can you be in darkness? Can you be in darkness and still be of the light? You got to go into darkness.
Well, that's sort of like, that sound theatrical.
Can you go into darkness and still be a light in the darkness?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and come out of the darkness back into the light.
Yeah, we're going to read that.
Amen. That's all I need to know.
Yeah. Wait, just wait on... Wait until the theatrics start happening and start popping off here. Watch this. We got a place we're going in this. Let's read St. John 1 and read to the 5. 1 through 5. St. John 1, 1 through 5.
Amen. John chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
So we found out those are books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verse 2, "The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not."
Stop. Okay, so now he said here, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. See, there's a light. Life bring, no. Let me say this correctly. Light brings life.
Amen.
I don't care how dark it is when a child is born. When they open up their eyes, it's good. Still gonna be the brightest thing they ever did.
Amen.
It's gonna be a soul shocking thing. It's a soul shocker.
A soul shocker.
Because you never seen anything.
Even in
darkness. If you was a child that was born in the daytime, you open your eyes. That has to be startling. You talk about a mind jump, like whoa.
I was born in the daytime.
But for you.
In the summer months.
Were you born inside or outside?
Outside.
Where?
California.
So you were born outside?
Yeah.
Where?
You really want to know?
Okay, not yet. Yeah.
You want to know where I was born outside? Okay, yeah. On the prison ground.
That's funny to lie.
What do you mean that is funny to lie? You asked.
What?
I said you really want to know.
But you know what, though?
What?
Hey, that's funny to lie, though.
But I was still born in the hospital. St. Mary's Hospital, downtown Long Beach, California.
Prison hospital.
And 20 years later, Nicole was born in the same hospital by the same doctor. Was rushed to the hospital. The labor pains began in the prison grounds. That's where the water broke.
Ah, so he was born free.
August 18, 1972. I was born in the water.
I don't know if she was swimming. Hey man, that's an interesting thing though.
What?
Being born in prison.
No, it wasn't though. The water broke there.
The water broke in prison.
Yeah, in jail. Whatever. It is a prison.
Well, ain't no different if your water broke in a hospital. You're still in the United States. You're still a prisoner.
Still a prison. Slave camp.
People will be fighting to get a new
No, I know.
Selling, yeah, signing these documents. You're selling your soul. Yeah. To the Moloch.
If you want clean water,
oh my God.
Fresh air, a place to live, we'll even give you assistance.
Dude, you sign all these papers. You got to sell your being. Anyway, it says, so there were the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it says that in him was life, and the life was the light of man, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so this light ain't just any kind of light. This light came with the power of God with it, because it can wake somebody up from the dead or create somebody from nothing.
Amen.
That's a lot of juice, to create something from nothing or wake up something that wasn't there. All right. Let's skip down to verse 8.
1 John 1:8 reads, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
That's that thing.
That was the true light.
The true light.
Which lighteth every man that cometh
into the world. That's consciousness. You don't come, one day you're going to either decide what you're going to God or not. You have to come to that determination. That's consciousness. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into St. John chapter 8 and verse 12. 8 and 12.
John chapter 8 and verse 12 reads, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
What?
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
There it is. Now, only would you be covered in the darkness. That's why I say, you know, though darkness cover me, though darkness surround me, can see the dark, you know. Or, like I asked this question, you know, this man, you know, he's sitting in the dark. Is he smiling because he can see the dark, or is he smiling because he can see in the dark? So you know, when he said, you know, you won't be in the dark, whether you can see it or not, whether you can't see it, whether you're in it and you see it, or whether you can see it, you'll never be in it. You always have a light. That's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
Go to Isaiah 49 and 6.
Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 6 reads, "And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth."
See, he a light to the Gentiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Gentiles seen it. They don't know what they've seen because mm-hmm. they haven't sat in front of the Israelite in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as a whole. But they've seen it. So you know how you know they've seen it? They printed this book right here.
Okay.
We read it. They may not understood it, but they've seen it. They, too, that light did what? It quantum from us, through them.
Amen.
That's quantum. That's happening. Boom. It transported from one person to the next. Not only from one person, from one gene pool to another gene pool.
Amen.
With similar effects. Right? Okay. Now, this is how you know that the Word of God has entered that soul, because they won't come on no hooks or handcuffs.
Amen.
Right? All right. Also, people want to say white folks or Esau is cut off and all that. That's not true. Or else he wouldn't be able to wake them up from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
That same light that's going to wake the dead up to judgment is the same light that's going to have to pass through the Gentiles too. So you can't have one without the other. You're going to wish them dead, but you're going to wake up for resurrection.
Amen.
Well, that's the same light.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what do we know what we actually are saying? And I say, you know, to all the ghost movies on the planet, you know,
okay.
All the horror movies and witch stories and all that stuff, you know what?
What?
Just think of it like this. Other than the fact that they, you know, it's an adrenaline rush. That's all it is. Horror flicks are adrenaline rushes. That's why you go. It's like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, you know that it's fiction, because if anybody can come back from the dead, it'd be the slaves.
And do what?
They would make hell on America and the rest of the world.
Amen.
With no regards, none. Everybody be Nat Turner.
Oh, yeah. Ow.
Even Frederick Douglass would be like, I told y'all on the 4th of July.
And still didn't listen.
Hey, but see, this is how you know that, you know, there's a place that's even where the dead is. The light got to go there and give life to the dead. Not only do it wake up the subconscious, but light also wake up the physical dead. That's why he said he is the life. Light is the light of man, or the light of man is the life of man, or man is little good.
What? No. No. Can you please restate what you were trying to say?
St. John chapter 1 and 3.
Okay. John chapter 1 verse 3 reads, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men."
That's it. Four.
Mm-hmm. So in him was life.
And the life.
The life was the light of men.
That's why that light was given power in the creation to give life in the water or the bottom of the sea, because men would be there.
Amen.
Right? Okay. All right, so let's look at this a little further. Let's go and also to the strangers in the world, because everybody dies, even the strangers. So that same light is going to have to wake them up. So if you want that same light to wake them up and throw them into judgment for hell, then you got to consider the fact that someone's going to get in the kingdom.
Hmm.
And then that's just going to be your picking these. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 1.
Amen. 9 and 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 1 reads, "For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrifices and to him that sacrifices not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth as he that feareth an oath."
Continue.
Amen. So it's the righteous. They're the wicked, they're the good, they're the clean, they're the unclean. There's people that sacrifice, there's people that don't sacrifice. They're good and they're sinners, and people that swear it. As he that feareth an oath.
Some that swear, be thou and be lying through HE, and those that fear oaths, that, hey, I ain't going to say, but look, because they know when you swear in your mind, you're putting your life on it every time. Read on.
Amen. Verse 3 reads, "This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event to all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead."
See, so everybody goes to the dead.
Amen.
Simple. Everybody goes to the dead. That's what I like. Gotta go there. You know, to the wicked, like, you know, your slave owners and all of that, to the righteous. That same light got to go there and wake all of them up. Everybody's going to get judged. So that same light that give life is going to wake every man up.
Every man.
Go to John chapter 6.
Here first.
Six and 40.
Amen. John chapter 6, verse 40 reads.
39.
Hold on. 6 and 39. That's right. Okay. John chapter 6 and verse 39 reads, "And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." Raise it up again at the last day.
So he has to be able to do that. But isn't he light?
Yes.
So that means light had to go pass through darkness.
Amen.
And give life unto the dead, physically and spiritually. He's telling you right here, light gave light to darkness, which is the dead. But he did tell us, Isaiah told us, this let us know that Isaiah and Daniel were probably the two coldest prophets we had other than Moses. Because he said he told the end from the beginning.
Amen.
Isaiah wrote that.
Isaiah wrote that.
He called the end from the beginning.
Amen.
So that means he's seen all of this.
Amen. How did he see it?
God gave it to him. You don't see it unless God gave it to you. You're definitely not going to see it if you didn't read your Bible. If you haven't read your Bible, don't expect it. It's just like waiting on a Marvel movie. You ain't seen it. You haven't seen the commercials, you know.
Uh-huh. Trailers.
Right. And then once you see the movie, then, okay, you get it. Until you read the book, that's when you get it.
Excuse
me. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 28 and verse 3. 28 and verse 3. Almost out of this.
Take your time. Job 28 verse 3 reads, "He setteth an end to darkness and searcheth out all perfection."
He said a what?
"He setteth an end to darkness and searcheth out all perfection."
So he had to write in one of those books that there's going to be an end to darkness. So if man died, he had to write in a law that there was going to be end to that thing that he called sleep dead. That's why he said in Genesis, "Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." A little further. Let's go into was that it? All of three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, no. "He setteth an end to darkness and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the stone and the shadow of death."
So
the,
all right.
The stones of darkness and the shadow of death, those are two different things.
The stones of what?
The stones of darkness. And the shadow of death.
So how can you see the shadow of death in darkness?
From the light.
It got to be. Because unless...
there's light, some type of light.
Read the definition of shadow.
"A dark area or shape produced by a body coming between rays of light and a surface."
Quantum. There it is, quantum. Where do that's? But then Job asked the question. Then they asked, "Where do light start? Where do darkness begin? Or where do light begin? Where do dark? Where are these things?" Because they was in there. They was asking a whole other conversation. And as you can see, this conversation is getting deeper. You see, you know, if you listen to these brothers instead of trying to be judgmental, who sides you on? Just listening to what they were spitting, they were silent. Right?
Amen.
That's why God gave them a chance, you know. You better sacrifice me 7 bulls. That was a lot, because a bull is 7,000 a pop. 7,000, 7 times 7 is 42. They had to spend 42,000.
A day?
Yep. Just like that. And pouring... well, yeah, 40, yep, they were me and them. So anyway, where are we?
On the dark shadow.
Okay, now let's look at this a little further. Let's, was that it on shadow?
Mm-hmm. Let me go back and double check.
Yeah.
It says, used in reference to ominous, oppressiveness, or sadness, or gloom, cloud, black cloud. It says envelope and shadow, cast a shadow over, to overshadow. It casts a shadow over, shade, darken, dim, block off light. And then the last one says follow and observe someone closely and secretly, to follow the trail, to track, to keep watch on, to stop, to pursue, to hunt, to tail, keep tabs.
All right, well, there you have it.
Dog, someone's footsteps.
So shadow is something that's the one is only be seen with light in the stones of darkness. So a shadow can be cast in darkness, right? So that's what we just read. So obviously it has to be light in darkness for the shadow of death to be seen.
Amen.
Because we can't see it with the naked eye. So therefore, it's a light with the in the darkness that the light that we coexist in can't uncover. That even the shadow of death is there. And death is just the name of him. I know it sounds grimish and things like that, but that's his name, like Lucifer or Gabriel. That's just his name, Death. You know, some of them give him a cool name like Grim Reaper and stuff like that. No, his name is Death. That's his name. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 38 and verse 17.
Amen. And 17?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Job chapter 38 and verse 17 reads, "Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breath of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?" Are you okay? Okay. 20? No.
17.
Go back to 17 again.
Yeah.
Job 38 and 17
yes,
reads
ma'am.
Again. Have the gates of death... Okay. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee?
No.
Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
So you got a door. Mm-hmm. You got gates.
Amen.
That's where you see the shadow. Because beyond those gates is the light of man.
Amen.
The light of every man is there. That's where you see his shadow.
Amen.
The light of every man is there beyond these gates.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Okay. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 5. Hebrews 2 and 5. We receive a read.
Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 5 reads, "For unto the angels had he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him?"
See, that's the one that had a problem with us having a skeleton. And they just, not going to say just, but they are ministering spirits of flame of fire. So he's like, what is this man, you know, that would got them in that position that they had that spirit on. But God is letting us know that's what pride is like.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
Amen. Oh, here I stop, babe.
Mm-hmm. Stop the verse.
Five. Okay. Six. "But one in a certain place testifies, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that thou visitest him. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom all, for all, are all things, by and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. Forasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil.
So that light, which is God, went there and lit up. That's why it had to be a law that light gives life to death.
Amen.
Because he's there, or else he would not be able to be here. So light had to give life to death. That's why light got life in it.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 9.
Amen. Deuteronomy 18 and verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy 18 and 9 reads, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of the time, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
See, now these things continue.
Amen. For all that do these things are in
stop. For what?
For all.
What?
For all.
What?
For all that do these
stop.
Things.
You can do it. You can actually break the law against quantum by doing this.
Amen.
That's the books, too. You can mess around. Remember, like he said, it's books. It ain't just books of people having sex.
Right.
It's books of people breaking these laws of quantum physics. You ain't supposed to be doing these things. You're not supposed to be trying to talk to the dead, your loved ones and all that. You ain't supposed to be breaking these kind of laws.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
So that's why, you know, there's books. And he said, and there shall not be found among you, right, anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, that use divinations on observers of time, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter, familiar spirits, or wizard, and necromancer. Let's first look at the word familiar spirits. Well, familiar, right? This person have a familiar spirit. So what do the word familiar mean?
Amen, familiar, well known, from law.
Stop. I want you to spell it.
Spell familiar?
Yeah.
Familiar is F-A-M.
Stop. And then?
I.
Stop.
You're going to say liar. Sam, I'm a liar, okay. L-I-A-R, liar.
Case in point.
Familiar
is the saying someone that's already, that's a liar.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is a, and also said familiar spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. right. So this is that thing. So now let's look up the word necromancer.
Okay. It means a person who practices necromancy, a wizard or a magician, sorcerer, sorceress, black magic, wizard, warlock, witch, diviner, enchanter, enchantress, spiritualist.
So a spiritualist with somebody, could be, they could call themselves a holistic person, but they really a spiritualist person, which is up under the same thing. Really?
What?
Did you just read that?
Yes, I did.
What did you get out of it? Because I just heard a lot of, he just said, some of these people just, they're calling themselves holistic is off into the sorcery.
You don't think they know it?
I know they know it.
Oh, you think they know it?
Yeah, because they always question God for it. And trying to figure out a reason why shouldn't they do it.
Questioning how?
By asking questions.
Like what type of questions?
You know, what do you think I think about, you know, tarot card?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, well, tarot cards is to playing card. Mm-hmm. Now, this is how you use it. I'm using it to, you know, divine and what your fortune going to be for tomorrow if I gain a chance and all this type of thing, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, people seem to think that those things is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Because they lead you to your own imagination. And God said, lean not to your own understanding. So when you start using tarot cards, then you defy the law that he said, which is a part of wisdom. And that is to say, lean not to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, then you take away from the wisdom of God that can operate. So, yeah. Let's look at this a little further. All right, let's go into 1 Samuel. Because he said necromancer, right? Someone that can talk to the dead. Is that, was that it for it?
Let's go back one more time. Okay. And then it says enchantress, spiritualist, medium.
Mediums and it's together.
Yeah, medium.
that's
a person who uses sorcery, especially to reanimate dead people or to foretell the future by communicating with them.
See, so he said, you're going to reanimate dead people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or talk to them to forecast a future, right? Okay, God said, don't do these things, or else, if you couldn't, it wouldn't be in the law that you couldn't. That's another form of the book. This is why he say don't do it. Let's go into 1 Samuel chapter 28 and 7. Yeah, 1 Samuel 28 and 7.
1 Samuel, and verse 7 reads, then says Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her.
Seek me a what?
A woman that hath a familiar spirit.
Continue.
That I may go unto her, and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor.
What are your servants knew? Continue.
And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine into me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up,
okay,
which
now,
I shall name unto thee.
Did we look up the word familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we just kind of broke it down. Okay. We didn't look the word up? Yeah.
A familiar, well known, from long or close association.
This spirit, when he's saying someone got a familiar spirit, they know it. So when you see probably sounds when people's stuff is moving around, that's the presence of a familiar spirit.
Okay.
All right, continue.
Then it says, in close friendship, intimate.
See?
And then it says,
this person got a real relationship with it. They conversing metaphorically or dimensionally. However, they know their yeses and no's.
Amen.
Read on.
It also says, the last one, a demon supposedly attending and obeying, which often said to assume the form of an animal. A close friend or associate.
See, that's Hollywood. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, demons supposedly attending and obeying, which
mm-hmm.
often said to assume the form of an animal.
Right, but that the other, you know, we got out of the that's what was, you know. Okay, so now we know what this is. Continue. So this woman has something that she's been entertaining for God knows, maybe since she was a little girl. That's why sometimes some of these grandparents need to be careful what they be saying to their children,
because
mm-hmm. they'll mess around and pass their darkness on.
Yes, that's true.
Read on.
Amen. First 7:28, and was that just 8?
First Samuel
28, verse 8 reads, and Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me. It said, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring, I pray thee, divine unto me, the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul had done, how he had cut off those that have familiar spirits. And the wizards.
That spirit already started talking to
her. Out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life that caused me to die? And Saul swore to her by the Lord.
That spirit already started talking to her. Let her know that's Saul. See that?
Mm-hmm.
That was close. Okay, go ahead.
And Saul swore to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this
all
thing.
Of his forgiveness thing. Now you're going to swear to a witch.
As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee.
I'm going to let you live.
That's what he said.
Oh, man. Okay. Babe, go ahead.
Amen. Let's go to, is it 10?
Mm-hmm.
What verse am I at?
Let me see.
8. And Saul disguised himself and put on an other raiment, and he...
No, he's already talking to me. This should be at verse...
Well...
11.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it will reach in again.
9. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest that what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life?
You just read the law for that.
To cause me to die.
Because God said those are abominations, right? Okay, you do it. We don't.
And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman,
whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel.
See, they broke the laws of honor. They're not supposed to be here. They're supposed to be in this area. That's not for us. He's there. They're breaking so many laws right here. I mean, just... they're not just breaking the laws of quantum. They're talking to us. They're waking up the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the death head, the gate. They opened the gate.
Wow.
That's what I say. They're breaking so many laws right here. Read on.
Amen. And the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto him, Saul, I saw God ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up?
See, there goes the light of all men. Right there, talking. That's the light of men. Jesus is the light of man. Of every man that comes into the world, Saul and this witch went and woke that up. He's the light that came in Samuel. Samuel anointed two kings in Israel. And he had the power over the elements.
Amen.
And he woke him up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why are you disquieting me? And like I said, he said the books was open.
Amen.
Real.
Amen. Verse 15. And Samuel said unto Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams, therefore I have called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I should do. Then said Samuel, wherefore thou doest, let me do this again, I keep seeing Saul. Stop, babe. Verse 16. No, babe, don't tell people you're eating. You didn't have to tell anybody you're eating nuts. You stop. No. I was looking at you, but stop. Let everybody know. No. You're chewing on some almonds. Then says Samuel, wherefore then doest thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and is become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me. For the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines, and to And tomorrow shall thou and thy sons be with me.
What?
And tomorrow shall thou and thy sons be with me. The
Dane
Lord.
In the kingdom. Dane and Lake Fire. Gates of Death got them.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be right here. He's gonna be waiting on the judgment. He's gonna come up in the first resurrection. But he's letting them know. Yeah, the place you see, the place you hear me calling from, you're gonna be here tomorrow. So you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go to Job chapter 19.
Amen.
In verse 1.
Amen. Job 19 and 1 reads, Then Job answered and said, How long will ye vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? These 10 times have ye reproached me. Ye are not ashamed that ye make yourselves strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
And be it indeed that I have erred, my error remaineth with myself. If indeed ye will magnify yourselves against me and plead against me my reproach, know now that God hath overthrown me and hath compassed me with his net.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry out of wrong, but I am not heard. I cry aloud, but there is no judgment. He hath fenced up my way that I cannot pass, and he hath set darkness in my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head.
So
wow.
Job was a what?
Wow.
He was a what? What did he take from me?
Crown.
So what was he?
Was he crown was taken away from him?
No. What was he?
What a king was.
Yeah, he was a king. He wasn't just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
People think he was like a shepherd or some cattleman. No, he's a king.
He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head.
You know, because when you hear about it, you know, one herdsman said this, and one herdsman said that, and one herdsman said this. But then when you look at it, you're like, man, that's a lot of herds, you know. But he was a king.
Wow.
A king would have something like that.
Crown.
A king would have. And he was considerate of his people.
Very much so. Mm.
You know, but he had some issues.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And God allows this to happen to him so that he can see his fault, so that he can get into the kingdom.
Now I don't hear you.
I've been asking.
No.
Well, just a good one. Now I'm done anyway.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Skip down to 21.
Job 19 and verse 21 reads, Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me, O ye my friends. For the hand of God hath touched me. Why do ye persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? What? Why do ye persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh?
Look, I'm already broke down. Now you got to kick me? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Read on.
23. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. But ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me?
Stop.
Wow.
So he said, I'm going to see God. Though, he said, with my own eyes, right? Now watch this. Go to Job chapter 10 and verse 4. He said, with my own eyes.
Amen. Job chapter 10 verse 4 reads, has thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as a man sees?
He said, I'm going to see God. But you know he ain't going to see him with the eyes of flesh. Go to Revelation chapter 2 and 18.
Revelation
2 and 18.
Revelation chapter 2 and verse 18 reads, and unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things, saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass.
Now see, that's the eyes Job was talking about. He's going to see him with all the colors and all of the rays and every color that's in the color of light. He gonna see him in his glory for real. That Moses would not have seen him in because Moses still had the eyes of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But you see here, he's not talking about that. He said, with my eyes. But he knew that he was going to be looking at him with the eyes of fire.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd be able to look at him in his zenith. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew 17 and 1.
Amen. Matthew 17 and 1. Read.
Matthew 17 and 1.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as a light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him.
See, they had on the same thing. They had the same body. They were there. So they had eyes of fire. They was kicking. They were there. He said, this is the end game right here. So I'm going to take you out of that. Once you get one of these, you can move with light. You get one of these, you move with light, everlasting, because light is always going to be here. It's going to be a forever presence.
Amen.
Light is a forever presence. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to ever run out. The universe, the cosmos, is not going to go black again.
Amen.
Isaiah 9 and 2.
Amen. Isaiah 9, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 reads, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shined.
What? How is this? But we did read that he went and he got the keys of death, the power. He had to destroy the power of death. And he took the keys from him. We've seen that, right? Okay, so here he is right here in Isaiah saying the exact same thing again. But now he said, they that was in the shadow of death have seen a great light. So when did they see a great light in the shadow of death? Now, I can think of one time. I'm not going to say it's the only time, but I can think of one time. What would you say?
What?
When did, you know, right here, it says, the people that walketh in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have shined light. So what do you get from that?
You know, like people that had COVID-19 on their deathbed, they're in the shadow of death. And the light has shined upon them because they survived. They know what the shadow of death feels like. It's the shadow of death. Laying in the hospital bed. Cancer, COVID, almost about on the deathbed. That's the shadow of death to me. That's a different. You're. They don't feel like we feel because like we just love. We're like thanking God for the breath of life. No, they're sick. They have an illness. They're in home or they're in the hospital and they're experiencing shadow of death. That's a different light.
Yeah, no, you can get up and you can get up.
Right. But will they survive or won't they?
Well, the book said, but they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have shined a great light.
And that great light is?
Let's read it. Let's go into Matthew chapter 27:46.
Matthew 7:46 reads.
27.
Oh, 27. You said Matthew 27.
And 46.
Thank you. And 46. Matthew chapter 27, verse 46 reads, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias.
Wait a minute, they Hebrews, how can they understand that?
Hmm.
That was a speech that hadn't been spoken in the planet since the days of Nimrod.
Hmm.
That's the first time man heard the speech of the Chesedek in a long time. He called out in his native language, and God came down.
Mm.
How he don't cry in any language, and he will say, oh, he's speaking up. They don't even know. He was born there.
And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
There you go. They that what was with the dead have seen a great light. And what? When he hit the tomb, he woke up the dead. The light went into darkness.
Amen.
Set the captives
free.
Exactly.
Amen.
Gave life. When he went into the tomb, he gave life to the dead. So the law is that it's the power of life is in light. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying every plant needs the sun to grow, But most of them do.
Majority of planets.
Even people.
Mm-hmm. We definitely need light.
If you don't have, if people grew without the sun, I think we would shrink. But that's hypothetical, and that'll never happen. So let me stop there. Anyway, final verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 35.
1 Corinthians 15 and verse 35 reads, "But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?"
See, there we go. We just read that it's going to be shining. You're going to have the eye of fire and all that type of good stuff. Uh-huh. Man, you're going to be able to move through. You're going to be able to walk through time. You'll be able to walk through solid figures and things like that. Skip down to verse 40. Continue.
Verse 40. "There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial."
Now, celestials are spirit and terrestrials are the earth. That's what I was referring to earlier. Okay.
"But the glory of the celestial is one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power."
Stop. So now we see that the resurrection is going to be a form of aura, as one would call it, that you're going to manifest that when you come up. That's going to be your light, the glow, as the stars of heaven, as, you know, as the, well, we know Jesus is going to shine as the sun, and God knows who get that moon. And then, you know, you got the rest of the billions and trillions of stars just in our solar system that we can actually take a color bite from, which wouldn't hurt.
Right.
We get that. So now he's talking about, you know, you in this realm now. You could transport from back and forth. Now we there. That light had gave us light. Well, not exactly. That light have gave us life here. Skip down to verse 51.
1 Corinthians 15 and 51 reads, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible."
What is twinkling?
Twinkling.
You got it?
Oh, look up twinkling. So twinkling. Shining with a gleam.
What?
Shining with a gleam. Changes from bright to faint.
Uh-huh.
Of a person's eyes sparkling, especially with amusement.
Oh. Oh, so it's a light thing.
It's a light thing.
So your light is going to be instantaneous.
Flash, instant.
That's a twinkling thing.
Minute, second, split second.
Right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, that light that passed from man to man, that's going to light every man, because every man is going to wake up, that gave every man life, all that is going to judge us for whatever crime. And some of the crimes we've seen, that some of us going to be judged for messing with the dimensions, from going back and forth and things like that. So some of us going to be judged for that. You know, it's a lot in this world that, you know, we're going to have to answer mankind. You know, but hopefully God is, like you said, merciful. With that, oh no, yeah, read it. Because remember that, I don't need you to read the rest of that, because once that light hit you at a twinkling, this happens. Read on.
Amen. Oops. Okay, so behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. For when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
That's what happened every time the sun rises. Darkness is swallowed up in victory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So with that being said, we hope we edify someone and if you have anything, have any questions or comments?
Yes, you got it?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I guess I'm ready. Cheers. All right.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, bro. What's happening? Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just want to say grace and peace to the family and those listening out here, the Sounds of Waters, Commonwealth of Israel, Brother Keith. I just want to say that was a great lesson that the Lord put on your heart, you know, and great reading, sister. And, you know, like I had thought about some unusual things that during the time, you know what I'm saying, like when it was talking about the word family and stuff or whatever, but family and familiar, they're commanded. And it's written in the book. And, you know, just like you said, the quantum thing or whatever, if it be passed on, so like if it's a commandment, so like, and you got dominion over everything, the Lord can command the beast of the field to do what you say. And then the beast that you have in your possession, they know because they can see a familiar spirit on you. So when I looked at that, too, and I know it's weird what I'm about to say, I was wondering this word. So it was like family. But I looked at it. I'm not saying that this is correctly, but when you break down the word family, it says fam, I lie. But obviously, we all sin, so we got to have some form of familiar spirit. So familiar looks like that, too. It says fam, I liar. So I'm being silly about that, but it makes sense though. But you know, then I look at just the songs and stuff and everything that people do, you know, reading rainbow, it said take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, I can't go anywhere, I can't see anything. That's what got me. I can't go anywhere, I can see anything. And from that, I'll close it up with that, you know. Doing that, my eyes shall see the glory of the coming of the Lord. And all that just made sense to me all of a sudden. So with the books, not just the Reading Rainbow book, things of that sort, it's telling us something, you know, in this world, something that's familiar to us. So it made a lot of sense. I guess that's how family is. Excellent lesson. It opened my eyes up just like a baby when a baby can see from darkness. So, excellent lesson. And with that, I close.
Hey, man, sing that song again.
It says, butterflies in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere, I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. My eyes shall see the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Hey, bro. That was awesome. Hey, that was awesome, man. That was wonderful. Hey. How that song going to Wiz?
Which one?
Somewhere over there. How did it go again?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Oh, somewhere over the rainbow.
That is it. Why are you making
it? I'm too young to know that one song, but this is just cute.
Why are you wearing the same? I really only care that song.
No, because it makes sense because the Lord looks through a bow.
I just wanted to hear
watching
you
us in a bow and a cloud.
Hey, I love you, brother, man. Beautiful thing. You're right, man. The animals see spirits on us too. Animals, man. I had shaky boy. This friend had an autistic child. Not kicking against that and saying all of them are vexed devils, but the book say this man said my child is vexed devils, you know. So my dog, man, she would play with children and she played hard, right? But when this one child that had that autism thing came around, she like that one should have been eaten before it was, you know, nourished.
Woo.
Yeah.
Ooh wee. Ooh wee. And that's so true. You know what I'm saying? Because they can sense that. They can sense something, you know,
yeah,
they can
know.
Sense
that's
something bad on you.
She was like that with her. And she was a people dog and she had muscles and everything, man. She had muscles on muscles. Yeah. But hey, look.
Ooh
wee. She's a beautiful beast. Look, we want to give some shouts out to our family around the world. If you can mute your phone for us, please.
Please.
Baby Keith. That'd be wonderful. To our family that's in Canada, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you. Family that's in the States, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you as well. Our family that's in the United Kingdom, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in France, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in, give me, Germany, Shabbat Shalom to you, baby. Germany is growing. All right, amen. Our family that's in Germany, Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Turkey, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in Iran, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in India, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in Myanmar, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in Pakistan, we're praying for you guys there. We hope everything is back. Yes, we are praying for you. Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Indonesia, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in Australia, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in the Netherlands, New Zealand, forgive me, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in Japan, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in China, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in South Korea, Shabbat Shalom to you. Our family that's in, forgive me, Russia, Shabbat Shalom to you. My family that's in Egypt,
Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Algeria. Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Ethiopia. Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Uganda. Shabbat Shalom to you, our family that's in Kenya. Shabbat Shalom to you. Welcome back, Kenya. Our family that's in Nigeria. Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Brazil. Shabbat Shalom to you. And our family that's in Chile. Shabbat Shalom to you. We want to say thank you all for tuning in and listening in at the Sound of Living Waters. And if you say so at the Sound of Living Waters.
Read Bibles.
Read your Bibles. Read your Bibles, people.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.